Sam Rasool is a Democrat from Roanoke and a member of the House of Delegates, and he's getting ready to head back to Richmond next week for the 2017 General Assembly session. He joins WFIR reporter and anchor Gene Moreno and I live in the studio this morning. Delegate Rasool, nice to see you, and thank you for taking time to come by and visit with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Delegate Rasool, first off, as we get started here, this is not the biennial budget year. It's the off-year caboose budget session. Now, does that make things any easier in Richmond?
Well, as you know, we operate on a cash basis, and we've had a shortfall over the past 6 or 9 months. So it's really just as important as the big budget year. We've got a little bit of a shortfall that we're going to have to figure out for this year through June 30th, and then a kind of a bigger budget deficit for the next year, 2017-2018.
And I know Governor McCall, Sam, has asked all the agencies to kind of look at ways to cut their spending. How does the General Assembly get involved with that? Do you have to, put the blessing on any cuts that are made in state agencies, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have to be very involved. We, of course, pass the budget. He then signs it, but the General Assembly really sets the tone, of course, and controls the purse for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so he's proposed several cuts, but we need to certainly be creative in moving forward.
I wanted to ask you, before we get into some of the things on your agenda, Sam, and we're talking with Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasool, if the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is repealed in Washington by, the Republican majority now and President-elect Trump, and it's not replaced immediately, does it put extra burden on Virginia? And the second part of the question, am I going to assume that any thoughts of Medicaid expansion being pushed by Governor McAuliffe is not going to happen this year?
Yeah, I think any thoughts of Medicaid expansion are not going to happen, but the unfortunate part of that is roughly a quarter of the budget deficit could be filled with the Medicaid expansion dollars from the federal government. So we've paid tax dollars, Virginians, to the federal government, and we're refusing to go and take them back. We could actually help to fill some of our budget shortfall with those tax dollars that we're refusing to bring back. So it's rather unfortunate that it's not going to be seriously considered this session. But in moving forward, we have the lowest uninsured rate in history in America right now. And what's going to happen if certain millions of Americans do not have this insurance that they've had under the Affordable Care Act? Of course, they're going to have to fall back into emergency rooms, back into bad debt, back onto the government rolls. So we need to be very smart as to how we approach this.
And, of course, that would affect, tens of thousands of Virginians at least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are hundreds of thousands of Virginians.
So we're talking to Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasool. Let's talk about some of the things on your agenda. Good government reform. You had a number of issues that you started pushing last year. Talk about some of the things you want to push with your good government package, and also the open primary idea.
Yeah, what was clear out of this past election cycle, both on the right side with the rise of Donald Trump and on the left side with the rise of Bernie Sanders, is there's an anti-establishment fervor. And that's largely because the people don't believe that the system is working for them. And we can't have honest discussions about health care, education, criminal justice, any of this with a system that isn't really working for people. So that's why I really have, in my few years in the General Assembly, focused on good government reforms, term limits, redistricting reform, campaign finance reform. And then this year we have something which is very interesting. It's happening in a number of states called a public primary. We get rid of primaries the way we know them. There's one big primary. Everybody can run it no matter what party you're in. The top two people go to the general election. So imagine that. You might have two Republicans or two Democrats on the ballot in the general election. What does that do? It forces candidates to speak to the majority of America and not just the 5% on either side in the primary electorate. That's why we're so polarized. People are frustrated with the gridlock in Richmond and Washington, and a lot of that has to do with this primary system, because we elect people that are either hard left or hard right and don't want to speak to the middle of America.
We're being joined this morning by Delegate Sam Rasool. 2017 General Assembly session will begin January 11th. Sam, the governor is also promising to veto legislation banning abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, saying he wanted to send a clear message to the Republican-controlled General Assembly not to waste time with socially divisive bills. Now, Sam, do you agree with that general philosophy on not wasting time on those types of issues?
Yeah, I mean, again, we have an issue that is pretty partisan in nature. You know, I just kind of referred to all of that. I certainly completely support the governor in wanting to veto that piece of legislation. Anytime, you know, we're discussing the difficult issue of abortion, it's a sad issue, period. I mean, it's a difficult situation for people. We've had this debate for a long time, and there are so many problems right now with the state budget shortfall and education reforms, lots of other issues that are on the table. You know, I just hope that we can maintain the discipline and not become way too hyperpartisan. In fact, one delegate just dropped a bill around the, which is exactly the same as, for the most part, as North Carolina's bathroom bill. I mean, look at the debacle that they had down there. Why do we want, even if you agree with the bill, look what it's done to their economy. Why do we want to put a black eye on Virginia?
And I wanted to ask you, redistricting is one of your big things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that leads to some of these crazy lines of division we have in Virginia. Do you see any movement, Sam, on redistricting?
Each year we've had some movement. Bottom line is voters should choose their politicians, not the other way around. I think it's unethical for somebody like me to be able to go and draw my own district. If there's one neighborhood that doesn't like me, I can make a deal, cut them out, and go grab another neighborhood. That's literally what happens. And I just think it's, you know, very unfortunate that that is, in fact, the case in Virginia, where we really struggle with our ethics reform and really struggle with making sure that we have good government initiatives. So I'm going to keep pushing to ensure we have independent bodies that help to draw these districts.
I wanted to go, I wanted to go back to something you talked about before, or you've recently, you resigned as the secretary of the House Democratic Caucus, Sam. You're still part of the Democratic Party, of course, but you said you did that because Democratic Party leaders need to take a different approach, less politics of hate, more bipartisan, and that's why you resigned. Talk about that whole action that you took, Sam, and what kind of reaction you've gotten from your fellow delegates since then, you hope to approve.
Yeah, I think it makes everybody sick watching elections these days. It's terrible, and unfortunately, my party, the Democratic Party, fought hate and fear with hate and fear. And people are tired of it, and arguably, you know, Democrats will say we had the most qualified individual in history running for president, which I firmly believe that she was.
Hillary Clinton,
against someone who openly discussed doing some not-so-nice things to women. And we still lost. I mean, what does that say about our party and the lack of trust in our party? People are not buying what we're selling because we're not genuinely espousing our values and letting people know what we stand for. So, you know, as a leader in the Democratic caucus after the election, when I realized that there were too many people ready to march behind the status quo, I had to send a signal saying, I'm going to continue to represent the people. I'm going to work hard to represent the values that I believe in. I certainly am not going to endorse the status quo moving forward.
We're talking with Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasul. Just a couple more minutes. I want to ask you, what's your take on Governor McCollum, Sam, and how he's worked with the General Assembly? Has he sort of grown into the role over the years? And what's your assessment as he prepares to leave office at the end of the year?
Probably one of the most high-energy governors or politicians, period. He's worked extremely hard in economic development, bringing jobs to the economy. He certainly challenges all of us on a regular basis. I'm really glad that he's been able to really have the kind of unprecedented success in job growth and development in the face of sequestration and in the face of some difficult times sometimes. So I'm glad that he has been able to achieve a lot of that success.
Before we let you go, I want you to talk about something closer to home, the something you just launched, the Impact Center, where basically you're describing it as a way to equip people with more of the tools to create effective change. Talk about how that's going. I know you just got off the ground. You want to do things like training sessions and micro grants. Talk about the Impact Center.
Yeah, what I thought was after the election, everyone would just want to hibernate until after the new year. Boy, was I wrong. We had so many people contact our office and contact us otherwise, wanting to get more involved and figure out, hey, what just happened? And so we created this Impact Center, which is to empower people three ways. Either you want to become an advocate and mobilize around issues. You want to, number two, you want to rally around a local project you're working on. Maybe has nothing to do with advocacy. You just want to get, there's somebody working on a local skate park, for example, which is pretty cool. And number three, there are people that want to kind of learn this new philosophy, political philosophy that we've been talking about, which is really empowering and building relationships around trust and really listening to the people. So we've got a leadership development program where we're going to have a training next month to have people. We've actually already had five or six of those trainings. We'll continue to do it. Looks like there's a lot of energy out there, and we just want to make sure people channel that energy in a constructive way and make sure it's a healthy part of democracy.
Real quickly, where can people go to find out more information about the Impact Center?
It's www.theimpact.center.
Okay.
Theimpact.center.
Okay. Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasool, good luck in Richmond next week. And Sam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.